I had to interrupt my podcast order of things to, I guess, speak on the greatest rap battles of all time. I had to disrupt the order because I had a podcast already planned out. I had an episode already planned out, already ready to go. You know, I recorded the podcast already, but then I had to do some editing and then I didn't like it. So I had to scrap it all together. And then I was in the process of doing a re-record. But the events that occurred over this past week into this past weekend were fucking nuts. And I'm just going to say for the record, is Gemini versus everybody. As a Gemini, lately, I've been feeling really under pressure. I've been feeling really under pressure. And not only have I been feeling really under pressure, but I've been picking up on energies with a lot of people. And I ain't feeling it. I ain't fucking feeling it. I ain't feeling the fake shit. I ain't feeling the unauthenticities. I ain't feeling the energy vampires. I'm not feeling none of the fake ass fuck shit. I ain't feeling it. Okay? And I've been witnessing it everywhere the fuck I go. Okay? So I'm just going to say for the record, I'm moving how the fuck I'm moving as a Gemini. I'm saying what the fuck I want. I'm saying how the fuck I feel. I don't give a fuck who feel away. Because it's a lot of fake ass motherfuckers on this planet. It's a lot of fake ass motherfuckers on this planet. And I look at it like this. It's either I'm damned if I do or I'm damned if I don't. I know where my strengths and weaknesses lie. I know where there's a limit. I know all of that bullshit. But remember too, I have boundaries too. I have boundaries the fuck too. I got a mind just like the fuck the next motherfucker got. And you really think that I'm just supposed to just sit idly by and just allow fake ass shit to be surrounded, you know, for myself to be surrounded by fake ass shit? I ain't got to do none of that motherfucking shit. I ain't got to fuck with nobody. I don't have to talk to nobody. I ain't got to kiki. I ain't got to be kind. I ain't got to be none of that shit. I ain't got to be none of that shit. This motherfucking past week solidifies in the digital and worldly imprint of things this last week because, you know, when a motherfucker be in the cut and a motherfucker don't be bothering nobody, a person can just exist just to exist. And motherfuckers feel like, I don't know, let's poke the bear. If the motherfucker not bothering you, why even bother the motherfucker? If the motherfucker not bothering you, why are you doing that? So apparently, you know, people been getting real cocky. People been getting real beside themselves. People in their unauthentic fake ass energies been going around popping shit on motherfuckers who they feel like won't pop shit on them back. The truth hurts. It hurts. It hurts. Let me tell you something. If a Gemini ain't bothering you, if a Gemini in a cut not bothering you, minding their business, it's best that you find something safe to do. Find something safe to fucking do. Okay? Yeah, find something safe to do. Because, like I said, this past week has shown that when you let motherfuckers be in the first place, there wouldn't be no shit. If you mind your business and go on about your motherfucking day and go on about your motherfucking life and go on about the motherfucking antics you usually do and leave the motherfucker alone, things will move copacetically. But however, this past week has shown that when motherfuckers want to bother a motherfucker, shit can get crazy. Shit can get fucking real crazy real quick. Straight up. Shit can get real quick. Real quick. Kendrick Lamar was minding his motherfucking business. That's what he was doing. Kendrick Lamar was minding his neck, not bothering a fucking soul. Sleep in his abyss, taking care of his children, you know, trying to get his family back together, you know, working on some big projects, you know, Kendrick being Kendrick, not bothering a motherfucking soul. He definitely wasn't thinking about Drake's old fake, unauthentic white boy ass. He wasn't thinking about him, and he sure wasn't thinking about wannabe spiritual botanicalist J. Cole. He definitely wasn't thinking about them two. Last year, Drake and J. Cole did a song together called First Person Shooter. And in that song, J. Cole first brought up Kendrick's name in the song, basically claiming that they are a part of the Big Three and they, you know, that they're a part of the Big Three and that, you know, they're all three the greatest rappers and whatnot. And basically placing Kendrick at number three in the Big Three with, I guess, Aubrey being number one, Drake. I'm about to just start calling him by his real name because he just give off his real name energy. But nonetheless, yeah, and then, of course, J. Cole mentioned himself as, I guess, number two or whatever. But anyway, they both name drop Kendrick in that song. And about some 3-4.5 months later, Kendrick Lamar goes on a song with Future and Metro Boomin called Like That. And he drops some motherfucking bars in that feature. He basically let it be known, like, I ain't part of no Big Three. It's just Big Me. You know, this ain't no competition. We all know what the fuck it is. Like, you know, he let it be known. Like, I was minding my business. Yeah, I ain't really even have to name drop me like that. He had to really, like, check niggas. So after that, J. Cole fell away. Drake felt the way. Drake definitely felt the way. But J. Cole felt the way too. And, you know, he ended up going in the studio. And he made a diss song called The 7-Minute Drill. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I didn't listen to The 7-Minute Drill. I heard snippets of it, but I didn't really listen to The 7-Minute Drill. I didn't listen to it. For whatever reason, I don't know. I didn't feel like it was worth a listen. But I was paying attention to the little hype and little antics that was going on social media surrounding that song. Some how many days later, could have been 3-4 days later, J. Cole, I guess, is doing a performance at his festival, Dreamville Festival. And he basically stated that he ain't want no beef with Kendrick. Kendrick is the greatest rapper of all time. He didn't feel well making the song, making a 7-Minute Drill. He didn't feel right about it. That's not where his mind is. He'd just rather take the higher route. And then he took the song off of streaming platforms. He said he was taking the song off streaming platforms, and that's what the fuck he did. So he did that. So J. Cole fell back. J. Cole fell back. That's what he did. He fell back. But then, Drake was like, the fuck you fall back for? He felt the way, and then he decided to go on Wax and drop Push-Ups, which was a diss It was supposed to be a Kendrick Lamar diss. He did diss Kendrick. He said a few lines dissing Kendrick. But he was addressing everybody. He was addressing Metro Boomin, Future, Weeknd, Rick Ross. He was addressing everybody, right? He was addressing everybody. So it's like, then after that, you know, it was a whole 2 weeks since Push Ups dropped. In between that time, Drake decided to drop a song called Tailor Made, but it was an AI-generated diss where he used Tupac and Snoop Dogg's voice. That shit got scrapped because Tupac's family wasn't having that shit. Tupac's family wasn't having that shit. They'd sent him a cease and desist and he was made to drop that shit. Then after that, then 2 weeks later, on Tuesday, last Tuesday, Kendrick decided to wake up from whatever the fuck he was doing in his life. He was waking up from being unbothered to now, you're bothering me, nigga, and I'm gonna drop this fucking diss. And that's what he did. He dropped Euphoria. And yeah, he dropped it on April 30th, which was last Tuesday. And, you know, everybody know where they was when that shit dropped. I knew where the fuck I was. I was sitting on my bed. I just woke up. I got my candles lit. I got my incense going. I had work later on that night. You know, my hair was done. You know, I'm on fleek, got my new uniform. So I'm like, I'm about to pop my shit with my new uniform. Yeah, you know, I text my bae earlier that morning. Shit was Gucci. Like, shit was good. And then, boom. Euphoria. He dropped that shit. Now, I listened to it. I said, oh, shit. I said, Kendrick. Anytime. Kendrick with all the shit. He with all the motherfucking shit. That was boom. Like, that was a warning shot. I feel like that was a warning shot, right? Well, people think, well, you for real, I don't really think that was a warning shot. I think that was like, all right, nigga, you woke me up now. You want smoke? What's up? You want smoke? That was really what Euphoria was. So then, after that, about some few days later, Drake decides to drop Family Matters. And, you know, Drake wanted all the smoke. He started talking about how he started coming out with allegations that he beat his wife and that the kid that his wife had slept with the manager of the record company that Kendrick was on and ended up getting her pregnant, and that son that he think is his ain't his, and then of course addressing everybody the fuck else that ain't Kendrick in the motherfucking song. So so then after that, like, you know, Kendrick was like, all right, word. So then Kendrick dropped 616 in LA. Then after that, slightly after, he drops Meet the Grams. Both slow tempo type of songs. The first song, 616 in LA, is with the Al Green sample. So it's really low tempo, has an Al Green sample, but Kendrick was still, he was fucking Drake up, fucking him up. He was saying in the beginning of the song, he accused him of being a pedophile, but then in 616 in LA, he really was like on it. Then when he dropped Meet the Grams, oh yeah, Meet the Grams was eerie. It was eerie because Drake started addressing the mom. I mean, not Drake, Kendrick. I'm sorry. Kendrick started addressing the mom. He addressed the father. He addressed the son. And even threw out an allegation that Drake may have a second child that we don't know nothing about. So, yeah. After that, we thinking, all right, shit, cool. Kendrick got off what he had to get off. He beat Drake the fuck up. He did what he had to do. But then, you know, I guess the ass whooping was too severe that Drake, the ass whooping was too severe. So Drake decided to release another song. And, yeah, they just decided to release another song. Okay, yeah, so after 6:16 in LA, Drake drops Family Matters. Then after that, then Kendrick drops Meet the Grams after that. Then I guess Kendrick was like, you know what? Let me just stamp this coffin real fucking quick. So after he drops Meet the Grams, like right after that, in the same day, he drops Not Like Us. Not Like Us, upbeat temple song produced by Mustard on the Beat, DJ Mustard, Mustard on the Beat. Y'all know. And it's an up-tempo beat. And yeah, Kendrick ate that. He ate that with Not Like Us. Okay? He ate that. Right after of taking such an ass whooping so severe, Drake decides to drop a song called The Heart Part 6, where he, you know, he basically states that he gave Kendrick all that information for him to use against him in the song. And basically just, I guess, him conceding, right? He gets him conceding and shit. So, you know, let me just talk about winners and losers. Let me talk about winners and losers, because you know who the winners are and you know who the losers are. And you can tell by what the fuck they say and how the fuck they act. You got a lot of these Drake fans on here. You got a lot of these Drake fans online. A lot of these Nicki fans online. You know, and they mad. They mad. And for good reason. It's a good reason to be mad, because you thought your idol was fucking God and you thought that he was unfuckwittable. And y'all egged this shit on. Y'all didn't think. Y'all didn't do no research. Y'all didn't even bother to truly even give a fuck about what the fuck he was getting himself in by even doing the things that he do, act the way that he act, parade around like he parade around. Let me tell you something. There was a line in the song Euphoria that Kendrick did. It the first song that he dropped. Where he states that when you stand next to Sexy Red, I bet you see is two bad bitches. I bet you all you see is two bad bitches. Drake is one of those type of people who he'll click up with a new artist, he'll ride their wave for a second, and then it's over, and then it's on to the next artist. He's a habitual wave rider. He will ride any new artist wave. Y'all know it. Same thing. Nicki do the same shit. And y'all fans, y'all act like that this shit don't exist. Y'all tell yourselves that this shit don't exist, but it exists and it's happening in plain sight. And y'all mad. And y'all mad because everybody now is calling it the fuck out. Okay? I also feel like as a Gemini, we getting our redemption in the fucking culture, period. When it comes to this rap shit, y'all not seeing us on no type of day. Nobody not seeing no Gemini on no type of day. They not seeing Geminis, okay? I'm gonna go to Sheether. I'm going to go to Sheether. When Remy Ma dropped Sheether, that shit, everybody knew where they was. Everybody knew what they were doing. It was the nuclear bomb dropped around the motherfucking world, okay, with Sheether. When Remy Ma dissed Nicki Minaj for fucking 6 minutes and 49 seconds. Straight pure bars. Double entendres. Just straight up wordplay sentences that were fucking immaculate as fuck, okay, over the Nas Ether beat. Nicki at that time, when that shit dropped, she was with Nas and she was fucking and sucking on Nas, okay? And whatever happened, now, according to Nas, he claimed he didn't get the song taken down. My opinion, he did. He had a part to play in that. But Nicki also, using whatever pull she had, was able to get that taken down off of streaming sites, off of YouTube. I guess she was able to get a copyright claim slapped on her, which I don't know how, because you saying free Remy, fuck you, free Remy, that's not a copyright claim, sweetheart. But anyway, she did that. And got Remy's song pulled, okay? Got Remy's song pulled. Within the first month of that song dropping, that song garnered 6.7 million streams before that shit got pulled. Nicki couldn't take a diss. Nicki was being a whole hater, doing everything that Remy Ma accused her of doing in the motherfucking song and still doing to this motherfucking day. You be willing to talk about winners and losers? Let's talk about winners and fucking losers. If somebody, you're supposed to be a fucking rapper, you claim you tough, you claim all of that shit, so if you tough, and that's what the fuck you on, then be on it. You won't sit there and poke the bear, poke the bear, poke the bear, poke the bear, and then when the bear start warning, start beating your fucking ass and tearing you to shreds, then it's a fucking problem. Yeah, I had to take it there. This shit was a redemption. I feel like this shit was a redemption. This shit was a redemption for Remy Ma. Shout out to Kendrick 8. The allegations that came out with Kendrick accusing Drake of being a pedophile, grooming young girls. He like messing with young girls. All that shit, all them allegations. Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. I believe all them allegations. I believe all of that. Now, that's all alleged. Because we don't really know if the shit is true, but I believe all of it. Because look at how Drake moves. Y'all need to do with this track, what this rap beef did was it had me on my journalistic fucking shit. I was on my journalistic shit, bitch. I was looking up shit, finding out information. I was finding out shit. There's shit out there about your boy. Now, there's shit out there about your boy Drake that it ain't too pleasant. And the niggas that he fuck with, there's shit out there about them too that ain't a good look. But you know, it runs in the family apparently, because look at who he associates himself with. And the people that he associates himself with are into that type of degenerative behavior. Drake decided that he was going to diss Kendrick. He was going to come at Kendrick about some shit that you didn't heard on the fucking album. The Kendrick cheating on his wife allegations, shit like that. That was, Kendrick already spoke about that shit on his album, so he already done let that shit out before the shit came out of the fucking bag. As far as Kendrick beating his wife, that shit ain't true. And that shit ain't true. People gonna be like, oh, hey, yeah, no, it ain't true. It ain't true. It ain't true. It's been addressed. It's not true. And Kendrick decides to be vulnerable and be open on his album and talk about how he was molested as a child. A black man in America, you know how hard that is to sit back and say that you suffered something that traumatic like that? in music. You know how hard that shit is? And you decided to use that against him in a fucking diss, Drake. That was corny. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. This is how you know about winners and losers. Winners always have a strategy. Winners always come prepared. And winners is always ready to fucking die for their shit. Y'all losers, y'all sit here in y'all front. Y'all act like y'all tough. Y'all get on online. Y'all get on Twitter. Y'all get in these motherfucking spaces. Y'all get on social media. Y'all get in the comments of these fucking blogs. And y'all start talking shit. That will get your ass motherfucking hurt. But the reason why you ain't been touched is because you protected behind a motherfucking keyboard. That's what losers do. And then when you get exposed and when your IP address get hacked and shit get fucking real, then what? So now, there's an update to all of this. Now, I'm going to talk about the update. Lessons learned out of this is stop poking the fucking bear. That's one. Two, be real, be authentic, and be you. Okay, acknowledge your shadow side, acknowledge your strengths and your motherfucking weaknesses, and acknowledge your fucking position. That's the lessons that have to be learned in all of this. Okay, Kendrick won the motherfucking beef. Kendrick won his shit. He won. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, my baby. He was killing shit. He was eating. It was icky. You heard? He was fucking shit up. And let me tell you, because I love hip hop. I love hip hop. I'm in the culture. I embody the culture of hip hop. I'm a hip hop connoisseur. I like to self-proclaim myself. I love hip hop. That's fucking right. I'm black as shit. Foundational black American appreciator of motherfucking hip hop. That's who the fuck I am. I love hip hop. I love rap music. I fucking love it. It is my life. It is my culture. I breathe. I eat. I sleep this motherfucking shit. I live this motherfucking shit. So as somebody that is a huge, huge lover of the motherfucking culture, Kendrick Lamar Duckworth won the battle and the war. He ate Drake, Aubrey Graham the fuck up like some fried chicken and cornbread on a motherfucking Sunday afternoon. Ate that. So there's a development to all of this. Drake's crib got shot up. One of his security guards got killed. From what I'm hearing right now, it looks like it was a drive-by. So I hope this is not a casualty of this rap beef. My condolences, my deepest sympathies go to Drake's security guard. But I want to talk about stan culture for a minute. And I want to talk about how stan culture played a huge part in this rap beef, in this rap battle. And where in stan culture, you have to know your place. It's cool to rock with your favorite artist. It's cool to fuck with your favorite artist. It's cool to fuck with their music. It's cool to fuck with the culture of it. It's cool. It's cool on all ends. However, we also have to understand, too, that these celebrities, these public figures, musicians, rappers, anything like that, these are still human beings. They're still people and they still have a mind. They still have a heart. And if both of those are not aligned, shit can get crazy. Okay. Because that's human nature. I don't want Drake to get hurt and I don't want Kendrick to get hurt. I don't want this turning into a Tupac and Biggie situation. I was alive when the Biggie and Tupac situation happened. I was 5, 6, 7-ish. I was 5 to 6 years old at the time when that happened. I was 6 years old when Tupac passed away, and I was 6 and a half going on 7 years old when Biggie passed away. So we don't need Kendrick is an icon in the community. Drake is an icon in his genre. You know, they're both icons, regardless of, you know, regardless of all of this, they're both icons. They both are culture shapeshifters, okay? Regardless of what all of this, okay? And not only that too, but they're people, they're human beings. So at the end of the day, we need to start having some decency. We need to start looking outside of ourselves, and we need to start looking at things that truly matter in each of our lives. We cannot allow something like this to impact our daily lives, okay? A lot of y'all fans need to get up off the fucking computer, get up off this raggedy-ass keyboard, wash your ass, brush your teeth, take a shit, and get a fucking job. Learn how to fill out a job application. You know how to talk shit in the comments. You know how to go and make a Twitter post. You know how to go in and do some AI and make a picture to fuck up somebody's life. You know how to be on a keyboard all motherfucking day, but you don't know how to take that same technology that you use and to try to ruin somebody else's life and try to impact your life, to fuel your life, and to add to your life. That is a motherfucking problem. And this is where we talk about winners and losers. Winners will take their win and they will be humble with it and they will move on with it. Losers will sit and dwell and dwell and dwell and dwell and dwell until the situation kills them. And then don't want to take responsibility, don't want to take accountability for the reason why shit popped off, but you was the one that threw the first stone from the motherfucking glass house. And then when somebody throws a stone back and your glass house breaks, now it's a fucking problem. This has to stop. Stan culture has to end. I ain't no Stan. I'm a lover of the culture. I mean, you know, I fuck with Kendrick Lamar heavy. I'm a huge Kendrick Lamar listener. But at the end of the day, I don't stand none of this motherfucking shit. I got a motherfucking life. Life is motherfucking good over this way. I'm just here on the microphone interrupting my daily pattern of how I do my podcast to talk about this because this is something good to talk about. I feel like I needed to add my motherfucking input. Now, this is my shit. This is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. This is my shit. Do I feel like I need to cause a war and cause a riot over a motherfucking rap battle? Nah, it's never that serious in life. It's never, ever that serious. So this is what I mean by stan culture. Stan culture has to be dead. It has to be done dead because now look, and that's what I'm saying. Look at where this shit escalated. Look at how this shit escalated. It escalated like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But so I wanted to interrupt my podcast pattern to talk about Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. And with that being said, this is your girl Dream Nicole. You already know what the fuck going on. This is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. All right.